All right, good evening, everyone. Apologies for being a couple of minutes late. I'd like to welcome everyone in our gallery, and I apologise, I've got reading glasses on, so I actually can't see that well, but I'm at the wrong spot, the wrong person, I apologise in advance. I wanted to, as part of our commencement, look, I just wanted to remind everyone that exactly 4 years ago today, on the 19th of December 2019, is when the Cuddly Creek bushfire started. And I just thought it was kind of worthwhile to make 30 minutes reflection on how far our communities have come and how councils, such as ourselves, have had to change their some of their core business to really recognise that natural disasters and emergencies are part of what we do. And I'm really pleased to say that Adelaide Hills Council, we've done a lot of learning, and I'll remind this for people in the gallery that we actually won a national award last week for our work in developing resilience from the ground up in and around our communities. So we've learned a huge amount in that time, and I'm really proud to say that. But it is worth reflecting how far we've come and where we were 4 years ago. It was a pretty awful day. Now, the next thing I do is I make our opening statement, which is an acknowledgement, and I want to say that I proudly make this opening statement. Council acknowledges that we meet on the traditional lands and waters of the Paramount and Kaurna people. They are custodians of this ancient and beautiful land, and so we pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. We will care for this country together by ensuring the decisions we make will be guided by the principle that we should never decrease our children's ability to live on this land. Now, I've got a number of apologies. One is now from Councillor Gill, who's part of their down, unfortunately. Councillor Pasquale is on leave, but we do have a request for a leave of absence. Do I have any other absences that I've all here? But I do have.
I'd like to put in a leave of absence, Madam Mayor.
Let me deal with Councillor Huxley, and I'll come to you, Councillor Huxley. Councillor Huxley is requesting leave of absence 24 December and January. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Mudge and Councillor Selwood seconding. All those in favour? Thank you. So enjoy your time off. And now, Councillor Osborne, do you want to give me some dates?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. From the 20th of December this year.
Thank you, Madam.
Until the 22nd day of January next year.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time with that.
But there's no council commitments, Madam Mayor, during that period.
Well, actually, I need to remind you that we don't actually convene. We don't have another meeting until the 23rd of January. But unlike some other councils, we don't actually shut down over that period. We do have staff here, and I never take time, then I'm just available on mobile because of bushfire worry. So if we need you, we might even call you.
I'll be there with my hose, Madam Mayor.
And I've got Councillor Boyd.
Yeah, from the 25th to the 9th.
The 25th to the 9th. And so that's for Councillor Boyd. All right, so let's do these two. Let's do Councillor Boyd first. I need a mover and a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Daniel. Councillor Parkin moved in second. All in favour? Thank you. Now let's go to Councillor Boyd, 25th or 9th. A mover, please. Councillor Herman, seconder. Thank you, Councillor Parkin. All those in favour? Okay, so all passed unanimously. Now somebody else, Councillor Graham.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I request to leave absence from the 17th of February next year to the 16th of March.
Thank you, lovely. All right, thank you. So we're looking for a mover. Thank you, Councillor Osbrook, seconded Councillor Huxter. All those in favour? Thank you. All right, we now need to go. Before we go on to anything else, we do have to approve our last minutes of our previous council meetings. So I'm looking for, has anyone got any changes they wanted to make? All right, so we're looking for a mover in a second. I've got Herman and Parkin. Thank you. All those in favour accepting the minutes, thank you, carried unanimously. declaration of conflict of interest by members of council. Does anyone have a question there at this point? Thank you, Councillor Herman.
Yes, I declare a conflict of interest in the...
Just give me the item number.
Oh, yeah, I've got to look up. One on the awards.
Oh, okay. I think that's 19.1. Is that wrong? 19.1. Yeah. Okay, so let's just put that down here so that we know. I'll let you. Anybody else need that we need to know? So I have now lost my opening remark. So what you want to move straight on because they're obviously sitting at home somewhere. So we're going to item 7. I think the most important thing though was remembering my public reason. So we'll move on to item 7, which is adjourned or lying on the table. We don't have any either questions adjourned or lying on the table. We have no petitions or deputations, but we do have a public forum. Now, in the public forum, we invite anyone in the gallery who'd like to speak to come forward to the microphone for 5 minutes if they would like to say anything. Usually that's a total of 5 minutes. People have a couple of things, but we can always ask them about. Is there anyone wanting to come forward and make a statement about anything? All right, so could you give your name for the minute taker?
Yes, Paul Mayers.
Paul
Mayers, M-A-Y-E-R-S.
Thank you. And I'm now going to change specs so I can actually see you, Paul. Okay. Handsome fella. All right. So please tell us why you've come this evening.
Thanks, Mayor Council. I was really pleased.
I'm sorry, did you need to press your little button on the front of that, and that will give you that. Thank you.
Thanks for having me speak. I was really pleased today. My name is Paul Mayers. I'm a resident on Norton Summit. I'm also here today representing the SUA group and the Mount Property Reconciliation Support Group. I was really pleased today to see an item on the agenda around reaffirming council's use of the monument country at Newton. But an interesting time, as we know, after the referendum, as community development worker, I've been working with a range of community leaders in different contexts across South Australia, and noticed the level of heat raised around acknowledgement in those situations. However, I have found that by having a sensible conversation, hearing the different views in the room and allowing everybody to speak, that most people have been reasonable enough for acknowledgements to be. There are some confusions that people have. One participant was worried that an acknowledgement might imply that she wasn't born in Australia, which she was. And sometimes it's important just to deal sensibly and ensure you with those kind of questions and concerns. In a post-truth era, it's really important that council can take a role in talking about history and being respectful to all peoples. And so I'm really pleased to see that there's a meeting today for a really acknowledged reaffirmation of the acknowledgement communities. I just wanted to give my support to that.
All right, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing that. And I think you've got some colleagues in the gallery who are there supporting you. It's actually really comforting to us to know that we feel that we're heading in the right direction and in the direction that our community wants us to go. So I really, really appreciate everyone who's taken the time to come and tell us that, because it is a really, really important thing. And I don't know, I'm putting her on the spot, but we do have a cultural officer who's on the Reconciliation Working Group. Is there anything you'd like to say, or just otherwise I'd like to just introduce? This is Lynn, and Lynn's part of our Reconciliation Working Group, Working Party. And I've probably got that wrong, Lynn, but all things cultural and all things reconciliation. So if you need anyone, please get her card. Thank you once again for everyone for doing that. We really, really appreciate it. Now, we will move on to presentations. Now, we don't have any presentations tonight. We don't have any questions on notice, but we do have three motions for the notice. Now, one of them is from Councillor Pascali. Now, Councillor Pascali isn't here. Did he speak with anyone to try and move item, Councillor Daniel? So can I go, I'll go over to yourself and ask what you would like to know.
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. So I will move the motion as was printed in the agenda, and I'll speak briefly to it. Councillor Pascali obviously already provided a background. And I guess one thing I'll complain or talk a little bit about is it might seem unusual that we're bringing a motion to the Chamber around holding a community meeting or forum in a specific location. In the past, we've done it in a variety of ways, of having three or four community forums throughout the district in the year. But this is quite a unique circumstance for us as a council, and because there is that hiatus with community forums, I think if we were having that, we would certainly be having one down there anyway. In the interim, I feel we do need to engage with this community. There was some conversations around the timing of the workshop and meeting, and I understand that that's been addressed prior to the final wording with the administration. They're comfortable with this. I guess, why should we do this? There are a significant number of new residents moving into this community, and as a first step, it's important that we learn from the administration a bit more about the current status of the development, the differences between what was approved by the SCAT and what is actually taking place on the ground. And we already know that there are some differences that exist from the brief presentation we had by the developer at Northern Summit a couple of months ago. And I guess to give a bit of context about the scale of this development, there's 415 dwellings. There's 430 dwellings in Mylor, so it's like a new Mylor. There's 456 in Kerswell, so it's basically like a new township for us. And I think it's really important that we try to learn to understand what this township needs, what it wants, what its desires are, but also as a way for us to inform them about why things are the way they are. Why do they have to drag their bin around to the front of their map? Yeah. Their townhouse, it wasn't by our choice. So I think just opening up that conversation with them to, understand them better, what they want, but also for them to understand what we can provide and how we might be able to deal with their challenges. So I think it's a good motion. I look forward to exploring it through the workshop and ultimately at the community gathering.
All right, let's see if you've got a second. Thank you. Are you willing to second, Councillor Scott?
With pleasure, Madam Mayor. I gather points 3, 4, and 5 are contingent on the outcomes of the workshop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
All right, did you want to speak anymore?
No.
Okay, so is anyone wanting to debate the item? All right, not thinking you've got a seconder, I think you need a right reply. So all those in favour, please. Thank you there, carried unanimously. So can I ask Councillor Daniel, would you get in contact with Councillor Pascal? I don't know that.
She's probably listening in.
No. No. She's on leave. Actually, man.
No, very active.
I'll let her know.
All right, so let's move on to item 11.2. This is the Boundary Change Committee membership. They're lacking a member at the moment. And there's a couple of decisions here, but I'm going to ask Councillor Osborne to introduce the items. I think there may be some changes that will.
Yes, there are, Madam Mayor. There is some. There's one other change, having spoken to my colleagues. Item 2, after other matters, comma, delete and. After frequency of meetings, insert and. Item 8.1.6.
Okay, that's the shall and may bit, isn't it?
Correct.
Is that,
All other.
I believe I remember that.
Thank you. I move the decision one as printed, and the effect of the only amendment to the terms of reference will effectively be correcting a typo in 8.1.9. The committee shall will be changed to may report to council on an as needs basis or upon council's request with a summary of its activities. That's the only change.
Okay.
So I move that as printed.
Can we, is it possible to get that up on just so people can see it? I'm not sure everyone else is going to be familiar maybe with the terms of reference.
It is.
Is it
in the report?
It's
in the attachment.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, just speaking to the motion, it's quite straightforward. I've removed the contentious aspects to the suggested original terms of reference, and it's to fill a vacancy that currently exists on the committee.
Yes.
I move it as well.
Have you got a second? Thank you, Councillor Daniel. Do you want to speak?
No, just very briefly, comfortable with the change. It is a minor change. Although it changes from will to may, the fact that Councillor Osterstoff is here every meeting and we could pepper him with questions if he wants regarding the committee, I don't think it has to be, prescriptive that he must provide a yearly report because I think that was more relevant in the case of where it's an independent member. But at the moment, obviously, with our Section 41 committees, we have elected members who are presiding over those, so it provides an opportunity that they can brief us at any point.
I'm sorry, that's not right.
I was going to say,
it's 8.1.9. Sorry, Nathan. I will be providing a report.
Okay.
It's 8.
I still support it.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to take that
off.
I neither did I, but some did.
Okay, that's fine.
The lots did, so.
No problem. I'll support it.
Thank you.
And I look forward to an additional member, hopefully.
Thank you.
There you go.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, we're happy that you brought it up.
In the rooms.
Sorry, if I could just check.
Mr. Crackhead.
Councillor Osterstock, there is an 8.1.6, which is...
Yes, so I'm not changing that.
So you're going to leave that at May?
No. 8.1.6 is will attend the meeting.
So that
stays.
No, that's...
So that is... This was the removal, the way this is.
Oh, changed. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, 8.1.6. Yeah.
And then the 8.1.9 will be made at May.
Correct. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Terry. Mr. Crack, it's been a long year.
Thank you.
But if you get leave of absence approved.
My apologies, colleagues.
All right, everyone. I think we've got it now.
Yeah, we've got it now.
We've got a mover and a seconder, so let's see who would like to debate the item at all. Anyone wanting to?
That's for decision one.
It's just for decision one at this point, yes. And so, all right, I don't think you probably need to write a reply from that one, so we'll go straight to the vote, please. All those in favour of the decision one of item 11.2, thank you, carried unanimously. So we now move on to decision two, which is with regard to appointing a councillor to the position of the Boundary Change Committee, because they do have a vacancy on that committee. So now I think you even prescribed how this would happen. We will use that here so that we're doing it all correctly. So what we will be doing is we will move into an informal briefing. Is that correct? Have I got that correct? Then I can hand over to the CEO, who can then organise the process. Thank you, CEO.
Yeah. I will defer to... governance person, is that okay?
Yes.
To undertake
the informing vote process? Yeah,
of course. Absolutely.
Thank you. So, in terms of the indicative voting process, so we're calling for nominations for the purposes of this position. Yep. So there have only been one nomination then, and that was Councillor Grant. So then in that circumstance, we can move back into our formal meeting procedures, so we can end the suspension of the meeting procedures. Councillor Grant can have a conflict in terms of formalising that process, in terms of voting on the final process.
Before we go into that, though, are you not allowed to say something if you wish? I mean, you might not wish, but I think that's...
Look, Madam Mayor, I have long aspired.
For at least an hour, yeah.
Yeah, so perhaps I should declare a conflict of interest at this point and leave the meeting.
All right, thank you. And can we get you just to shut the door if you go out? Sorry, Councillor Grant, thanks so much. Thank you. Oh, sorry, it's not in confidence. Sorry, so Mike, could you now open the door?
The meeting procedures having now come, the suspension meeting procedures have come to the end.
Open again.
And it's open for someone to move a motion to nominate.
All right, so we're looking for a mover for decision two, which I'm going to go Councillor Mudge. I think your hand was up first, followed by, thank you, Councillor Boyd. So we've got a move, Councillor Mudge. We've got a secondary in Councillor Boyd. I'll start with Councillor Mudge. Did you want to say anything?
Thank you, Madam. Yeah, look, Councillor Brown is a very good choice, and it will be very good to have full complement of members on the committee from the end. I'm sure you will be able to contribute well to out of the break.
All right, good. Thank you. Councillor Boyd, did you want to say anything? Okay. All right, so we've had a movement and a seconder. Anyone wanting to debate? I don't think you're going to need a your right of reply, but I'll ask you. You want your right of reply? Okay, so. All those in favour, please vote. Thank you, carried unanimously. Can I ask somebody, perhaps Ms Atkins, you could go and get Councillor Grant and let him back in. Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Grant. After a rigorous debate, we have decided to become the new member of this committee.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's move on to item 11.3 on the item. This is a very serious item, and what is so lovely is that we have got so many people here in support of it. So, Ms. Lynn Griffiths, you're here to answer any questions anyone has, is that right?
That's correct.
Because you've done the help with it, because it's actually Councillor Mudge's motion, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So let me ask, first of all, is there anything you wish to add or highlight in this particular item?
Only just to remind people or to point out that the acknowledgement and welcome to country policy was adopted by council in 2020. It was developed in consultation with the Reconciliation Working Group and workshop with Council, so that the Council came at the time. It is due for review and to be reviewed in the new year, and that review will take place in collaboration with the Reconciliation Working Group.
All right, thank you very much. So I'm now going to ask the reaffirmation of acknowledgement of country. Councillor Mudge, would you like to introduce your item?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, look, this is something that came out of our final meeting of the LA Hills Reconciliation Working Group. We had a nice meeting at the Greater Hotel. We had a meal and had a good discussion. And it would be fair to say that regardless of your opinions on the voice referendum, that it has actually been a hard year for people in the First Nations community. There was a decision, the referendum, but then there was also the fact that some people have seen it as an excuse to be disrespectful, and there has been a rise in racist attacks against First Nations people. As a consequence, some SA councils have dropped an acknowledgement of country at their council meetings where they've had a policy to do it previously, which is disappointing, I must say. I won't read out the full motion text, but I will say that essentially what this motion does, and this was a suggestion from Mayor Wisdom at the meeting, was that we reaffirm our policy of making an acknowledgement to the traditional custodians of the Adelaide Hills prior to all council meetings and other meetings in accordance with our policy. I believe it's a fundamental element of a respectful recognition of the traditional custodians of the Adelaide Hills and people who have Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage in general. I must say it's welcoming that there are so many people in the gallery today. I would also report that I've received a number of emails from people, and I believe some of them have gone to other elected members as well in support of this. In fact, I've had, as of about 4:30, I had 34 emails from people in support of the sentiment behind this motion. I thought it might be worth just reading out some of the words of some of those emails. This one's from a woman, Deborah Turnbull. Good morning, Lee. I write to indicate my support for your motion for the council to continue to acknowledge our traditional custodians. During uncertain times, it is indeed a comfort that we persevered in our efforts to be an inclusive and welcoming community. Protocols such as these are an important part of our rich and diverse culture. The acknowledgement costs us nothing and gives us the opportunity to indicate much. That's Deborah. Now this email is from Heather and Martin Woods, who's in Crapers Brett. Dear Lee, we applaud your raising this important issue to retain the acknowledgement of traditional custodians of the Adelaide Hills regions. It is important as part of the ongoing reconciliation with our First Australians that we maintain and increase the opportunities to make these declarations. To cease them sends a very different message. I was involved with state government when we first started these acknowledgements, and I saw the positive effects these acknowledgements have. It would be a backward step to revert to no acknowledgement. Thank you for raising this issue and promoting the retention of acknowledgement of traditional owners. Traditions of 65,000 years are not ended by a brief referendum. And final one. One's from Dylan Russell. I write in support of motion on notice 11.3, reaffirmation of acknowledgement of country. Acknowledgement of country is a modest gesture that celebrates 65,000 years of continuous culture, a culture I and many others did not have the privilege of learning about at school. My son currently in childcare is getting the education I never got, and he is richer for it. He is part of an education system that recognises there is more to the Australian story. Learning about history is central to our democracy and it enriches our communities. We still have so much to learn from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples on the journey to reconciliation. I know many people in our Adelaide Hills community care very much, care very deeply about this. I know some people in South Australia see the voice referendum result as an opportunity to erode our history and diminish our diversity. I see it as an opportunity to discuss who we are as a nation. The acknowledgement of country is part of it. I hope Adelaide Hills Council will reaffirm its commitment to this practice. So, look, there's not much else I can really say. It's something that I've put past individual members of the Reconciliation Working Group, and I had some feedback. I think it's quite a clear thing to do. I push this forward fairly quickly because I think at the end of this year it's a good thing for us to do before we break for the Christmas break. So I'll move the motion. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Who would like to second? Yeah, no, who would like to second? Anyone on this side? No, on that side. So, Councillor Selwood, would you like to point?
Yes, thank you.
I'm very conscious from the beginning. I've constantly been looking over here, and I thought, I know there's people over here who are interested, so I want to give them an opportunity. But you have the floor.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you, Councillor Mudge, for bringing this to us. We have seen the divisive nature of other councils who have decided to remove the acknowledgement of country, and it's been very disappointing to see. On the 30th of November, first of all, I'd like to say I'm not an Indigenous person or a First Nations person, and that I speak from a place of very high privilege within this country. So I do want to acknowledge some words of someone who is a First Nations person. And on the 30th of November in the Advertiser, Major Wookie Sumner, who is a Ngarrindjeri Kaurna man, described the removal of the acknowledgement of country as regressive and disrespectful. He said, think about it. It's a couple of sentences and it goes a long way. I do think that having an acknowledgement and a welcome of country is a custom that is something that sends a vital signal to us about the importance of place and country, and also the acknowledges the history of the place that we work and live and call home. First Nations people have been looking after this place for so long, for longer than oral history can even help us remember. And I think being able to acknowledge that at the start of our meetings is a sign of respect, and gives us that opportunity to really think about what we're doing here in this place and what we do when we meet together as a council or in other meetings of council. I also think it gives people an opportunity for learning. I know that when I go to meetings in other parts of the country and I hear an acknowledgement of country, I start to be able to learn about the people of that place. And that's the same for people when they come here to Adelaide Hills Council. So I think this is a very important motion for us to reaffirm our commitment to acknowledging the traditional custodians of this land. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we've got a mover and a seconder. So did you want to have a wide reply? Okay, who else wanted to speak? Sorry, my fault. I've got Councillor Parkin and Councillor Furman wanting to have a question here. Who's your question for?
My question to the staff, point four. I just wondered how you would go about that, to implement that resolution when it's passed. How would you go about encouraging other councillors? The Adelaide Council, right? To each council, will the Adelaide Hills Council write to the LGA or put it on websites or what? Just curious about
so how might that be able to help that. You. One of the things that we can do, and Ben can do this as well, is we can actually, being a member of GARIC, which is the Greater Adelaide Region of Councils, we can write to them and let them know what we have done, and so that they are all informed. That's for the audience. That means I think there are 18 or 19 councils that cover the whole of that metropolitan area. So we can let them know, and we can either request they raise it up at the LGA, but we can also let other, rather than every single council, we can actually go to the regions, each of the regions, and to let them know, like Southern Hills, for example, and we could let them know also that this is what we've passed, and particularly to note item four, which is that we encourage them and their members to do the same. So is you would be able to do that?
I would need to discuss that through my director with the CEO. There are certainly circles that meet in through the Local Government Association. There are circles that meet around the topic of reconciliation that bring staff together from CEOs through to other members of council staff. So there's opportunities there through the LGA. This is Councillor Mutter's motion, so I'm not sure what Councillor Mutter had in mind in terms of that, but my reaction to that would be that we shall leadership through our actions, and it aligns with what's being suggested, aligns with best practice and current practice. And, it's a very councils are aware of what other councils are doing, and by making a statement like this in an environment where other councils have chosen to drop an acknowledgement, I think that action is an encouragement in itself.
All right, so I'll get the CEO to take that on notice. That's something you can do, but also I'll go back to Councillor Munn. If you have any ideas as to how it can be done. I will personally speak for my Pangelia, Kangaroo Island for you.
Madam Mayor, you would remember that when I first approached this motion, I actually had a point five, which was a send a version of this motion to the LGA for inclusion on the agenda for the next LGA general meeting. If the chamber is willing, I would be quite happy to
don't know if I can change my motion after I've moved it. Can I do that and put that extra five?
You can vary it and add that in, and then the CEO can take note of that as into contact. But you do need leave the meeting to do that. So I'll ask, how would you like to introduce that in?
So point five would just be the words, sends a version of this motion to the LGA for inclusion on the agenda of the next LGA general meeting.
Let's just switch all here, because you could actually, as a variation, you could just add that into item four, but you could also say LGA and other local government regions, so that you're spreading it out. I'm just trying to broaden your message base here. So then what you were suggesting, maybe we could put it into one, because it's still just a variation.
I'm thinking so through the four. So through the chair, I was just suggesting perhaps with consent of the mover and the seconder and leave of the meeting, that perhaps you supplement four to include the matters that you were talking about in terms of the discussion on the motion around sending it to the regional LGAs.
Regional LGAs.
Yeah. Because in my view, sending it to the LGA is a separate distinct process as part of that sort of, AGM that they have each year. So the mayor's suggestion around ensuring that the council, and then going back to the employees' suggestions around the council's decision. So if we had in subsection four there, paragraph four, that encourages other SA councils to adopt or retain a policy of making a respectful acknowledgement of country of council and other meetings through providing correspondence to other local LGAs, then that would give effect to that.
So, second, how do you feel about that? Are you okay with that?
So, when you say, I'll just have a, regional LGAs, you mean Garrick and the...
Garrick and Garrick and Sarek.
Yeah,
that would cover them up.
Yeah. And there's also your LGA groups as well.
Southern
and Health and that, but they're also part of that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you will cover all 68 councils by going to those two groups.
Yeah, look, I'm happy. It's your number five. I'm happy with that.
Through the mayor, and as the CEO just said, you could still do five if you wanted as well. But the council just needs to be aware that that's a separate and distinct process, sending it through to the LGA, to its AGM for its consideration.
You also just need to minute take it, just get your full stop out and put a lowercase in there. All right, Councillor Daniel.
Just a question with point five around process. I will send a variation of this motion to the LGA, would we not need to adopt specific wording? Because it would then be a formal motion as part of their AGM. I think that would just, whether you brought that next month, I don't think that would.
Let's just leave it as it is with the extra on it for the market.
Councillor, would you go? So now we've got our mover and seconder, and the variation has been approved by both. So can I just get leave of the meeting that you're all happy with that? Thank you. Okay, so is there anyone wanting to debate the item any further? If not, Councillor Danson.
Just that I think it's good you don't need to debate the item.
It's an excellent contribution.
All right, so there we have it. So I'll now go back and I'll ask, do you want to write a reply?
Yeah, just briefly. I have been very heartened throughout this whole process by the level of support from the community behind it, as a non-Indigenous person as well. I guess for me it's just reaffirming our policy that the small thing I think that we can do provide comfort, I guess, to our people's people. So I can end the motion.
All right, thank you. So we'll go straight to the vote now. All those in favour, please, of this motion. All right, thank you. Carried unanimously, everyone. I hope that gives you encouragement as well. And thank you so much for coming. We won't feel offended if you don't want to see the rest of the council meeting. But we're very happy also if you don't want to stay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Musk, for making an idea into a VR. That's very good. So we'll now move on, councillors, to the officer's report. So our first officer report is 12.1. This is our confidential items review. Now, Ms. Atkins, I think you are the author of the report. Would you, did you want to come forward? And is there anything you wish to add or highlight at all for people?
In relation to the confidential item retrieval, sorry, review at the thank you, sorry about that. Through the mayor, thank you. In relation to the confidential items review, you would have seen in the original agenda that we actually had five items in the initial report that were looking at being considered for extension. We referred that down to one because they were going to be extended around the February, March time of next year. So we're going to take that into the January meeting. And we obviously are only putting forward one item for review, and we have five items that will be or are in the process of being released at the moment. Thank you.
All right, so but we're breaking it down in, we've got four, excuse me, four parts, but we're breaking it down into two decisions, right? Okay. So I'm looking for someone to move something in relation to decision one. I've got that. Thank you. I've got Councillor Daniel, somebody else. Willing to second. Thank you, Councillor Grant. Councillor Daniel, are you wanting to talk to the other Councillor Grant, are you? Okay.
Question?
Yes, question. Thank you, Councillor
Herman. The disposal of the surplus government plan notification, is that one?
Just decision one, which is the appendix be noted.
Right.
So we're not up to that.
So we're not up to that. No question.
All right, thank you. So we'll move to the vote then. All of those in favour? Thank you, Carolyn Annalis, for that item. Now we move on to decision two as part of this recommendation, and that is about regarding surplus government land notification now. There are two parts again to that. So is there anything you wanted to add or highlight in those areas, Ms. Atkins?
Give me no result, thank you.
Right, so we're now looking then again for a
question.
Mover. Yes,
question.
Thank you.
Question. I know I'm not allowed to discuss it, but if it's a piece of land that I'm aware of, but it is already in the public realm. How can I?
Are you saying maybe it shouldn't be?
Well, I'm just questioning whether it needs to remain confidential if it's a piece of land that we all know about, not that far from the chamber. That was announced by the government. David Shogun has said, withdraw my questions.
Not that one.
No, right.
Can I ask for this item to be explained, please? I'm feeling confused.
Well, I think part of the problem is that it's a confidential item. So if we
take it on notice.
So. Sorry, I'm getting different directions and looking at different people here. Do you want to go into confidence so that it can be explained to you? Or do you wish to just take the item on notice and it can be discussed at further?
Yeah,
I'm
not.
Okay, all right. No, I realise that. All right. So what we'll do is we can still carry on and make this decision, but you can have the discussion that you would like to have with Mr. Waters separately outside of this, right? However, that doesn't help Councillor Boyd.
Okay, sorry, I might be able to say something.
Okay, all right. Sorry, over to you, have to
draw. Through your worship, as has been explained, it's hard to talk about this without actually breaching confidentiality order. But it relates to a single piece of land that there was an opportunity put to the council a year ago, and it was considered in confidence and needs to remain in confidence for various reasons. It's not in relation to that is, the council has recently been considering not in confidence around ground land parcels, if that is where the concern lay. So I just want to be clear about that in case that's where Councillor Boyd in particular was coming from. It's not related to those ground land parcels that we've recently been discussing. Nothing on the board.
All right, is we're settled there with that for a minute, so I'll go over to Councillor Daniel.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to move it as printed, maybe just for Councillor Boyd, that I guess just reminding that all we're doing is ensuring that this stays in confidence. We're not making any new decision about any surplus land. It's just saying this information will remain in confidence for up to another 12 months, and then if it needed to occur again, we're not making any particular decision about any surplus land. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you want to talk to the specifics about what's in confidence, that most of what is good, yeah, have a chat with you later. But this is really solely just saying we want to keep this in confidence for now.
Okay. So do you feel comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Ben. But you're happy to move?
Yes.
Okay. And did you want to speak anymore to get a seconder? I think we've got a seconder in Councillor Grant. So did you need to speak?
No.
All right, so if we don't have any debate, Councillor Fox, another question?
Yeah, no, I just want to answer the debate very briefly. So I did ask a question around what was related to and got a reply, so I'm happy with that, thank you. But I do think it's important in Council that we understand the context of what we're voting on and understand the reasons why we're being asked to do things. So I think it is important that we don't make decisions, I guess, without full knowledge. So for me, it is important to understand why we're being asked to do these things. So I think that sort of clarification, even if there has to be confidence, is important. But I support the motion. Thank you.
All right, thank you. But just remember, of course, you can all ask questions beforehand when you get your agenda. If it isn't obvious to you or you think there's something that's puzzling to you, you know who the director is, who's listening for you, and actually ask those and have those questions offline beforehand. Okay, so I'm now just, we've had a bit of debate. Anybody else wanting to debate? All right, I'm just going to go straight to the vote then, please. Our senses regarding decision two of this item. All those in favour, please. All right, thank you. So we carried unanimously on that item. All right, now we go on to item 13. We don't have any information items from our officer. Thank you very much, Ms. Atkins. There is some correspondence simply for information. We're being told who the new ombudsman is, South Australia, so anyone wants to write that. And state planning letters acknowledging that we have put in information about the Adelaide Regional Plan submission. We do actually need to accept those, and I think we'll find next. I think in January we'll have a whole load of stuff from the planning commission as well that we'll go. So, Councillor Ostock, are you?
Yes, I'll move the council to receive those correspondence to note.
All right, do you have a second just on that, please? Thank you, Councillor Thelwood again. Is anyone wanting to discuss the actual letters? All right, I don't think you need to write a reply, so I'm going to go ask you please all to go to the vote, and if you like, you can see all hands up. So that one is carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, thank you, everyone. Give me one moment while I just move on. Now, questions without notice. Does anyone have a question without notice this evening? I wish to ask. All right, so anyone got any motions without notice that they want to bring forward? All right, so the next item on our agenda is item 17. These are the reports. These are the various council member functions and activities, and these are in front of you. And if you have any questions, or if one of them refers to something you've been through and you wanted to note it, I think the most, I would like to actually bring up, being the first report there, I would like to thank both staff and councillors who attended the vigil to protest violence against women at Willie Point. It was a very emotional evening, and there were a number of councillors there, Councillor Munch, there was yourself, Councillor Pascale, and I have to remind you who else was there, that obviously Councillor Boyd, myself, and it was really heartening to have some of our male staff there as well, and that was Josh Fields there. So I'd like to mention that because I just think that was a really supportive thing for this council to do. That's all from me. Anybody else wanting to raise something that they did?
Yes, I would. I didn't have any questions on without notice tonight. But I'd like to report that I did inspect the intersection Warren Road, Lucky Kids Road, and Martin Hill Road, and survey tech has been installed. So it's taken a giant step forward to be corrected by that problem.
Well, all right. Thank you for reporting that.
Madam Mayor,
yes.
Could I ask a question of your report?
Sure.
Talk to the meeting with the principal of Ross Trevor College at Ross Trevor. What's that about?
Oh, really? Essentially, I went with Councillor Pascale to make contact just with her because I believe they've been to school together. And so So the idea was to re-establish that contact in that area since they were both residents of that area. And it was also to find out what their plans were for the area. Is there any areas that we just simply asked them to consider if there's any areas that they wish to work with us on, to please let us know. And I believe that was also the same time that Councillor Pascale had the idea that maybe we could use their area as a place for a community forum. So nothing directly related to any of the other panels that you're on. But it was really that idea of starting to get to know community better. That was my
understanding. Did the principal of Ross Trevor College advise whether or not the college has a position on the proposed boundary change?
No, I'm not even sure we brought that up. Neither of us, that would be a conflict of interest with either of us to really that discussion. So it was much more of a community. Okay, anyone else?
Thank you.
All right. Councillor Selwood, you had a good time with Christopher Padgett?
Yeah.
No,
Councillor Brown, thank
you. All right, so the only other one on there is that we've already dealt with the Adelaide Hills and Reconciliation Working Group, which we've heard from Councillor Mudd about. So we're now going to item 17.3 on our report, which is our CEO, and we can ask him. Please do have a verbal update that you wish for.
Not on this occasion. Thank you, Ned.
All right, thank you. All right, so we will carry on for reports of committees, item 18. So we've got no council assessment panel, no audit committee, and no boundary change committee, but we do have a CEO performance review panel special meeting. Now, this is going to be covered in the confidential item, so in fact, we can move straight on. All right, everyone. So we are at that point where we have finished our meeting. So I'm going to close the meeting at 10:14. But just before I do, can I just say, please be respectful in this chamber. You're not always being respectful. We're having a lot of sidebar conversations. We've done our best. I'm really impressed with how we've come out this time. But please don't shout at me and tell me what I need or need not to do. I'm well aware of what the mayor is supposed to do and how to deal with your CEO, okay? I just want to say that. Thank you. Thank you for everything. I hope you enjoy the pizzas. I hope they're still there. Even though that's cold. Can I get my...
Yes.
I thought, great.